Good morning. 11:23. I don't know. 11:23 to 11:26. I'm not sure. 64 degrees. April 17th, 2023. Monday. Mostly sunny. There's some clouds. Some high thin cirrus clouds over the west there, over by the mountains. But other than that, it's a pretty clear day. 64 degrees. Yeah, I'm a little bit overdressed today. I wore two hoodies, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, except the second hoodie is fleece lined and just a bit heavy for 64 degrees, but we'll make do. My mouth is giving me trouble today. So if I sound weird, if I have to take a lot of breaks, that's why. This post will be late. I know right now this post will be late because Xfinity, the cable provider formerly known as Comcast, is doing work in my neighborhood to improve service. Yeah, okay, fine. I believe that. Of course I do. Comcast said it must be true. They've assured me in writing, not that that matters much, but in text at least, that should be done by end of day. Whatever that means. I'm not sure what day. However, I am so close to being done. I think I'm like 60 pages from the end of this pass on Hard Knocks, Marva Collins, book 3. I'm still on the fence about this ending, though. We'll see. Calendar needed a little bit of adjustment, but having the actual 2380 year at a glance calendar in front of me, it was a lot easier to say, okay, 4 weeks from here is when? If we're in port for 17 days, we landed here, so that means we didn't get underway until then. Okay, fine. So it's taken a lot of the That was the old commercial. Take the uncertainty out of being close. Something like that. I don't even remember what deodorant it was, but I made a grocery run this morning and picked up. I wanted to get some rye. Some whole grain rye flour. But the store doesn't carry it, so I got a bag of whole wheat. It's not quite as good as I wanted, but it'll do. I'm pretty sure it'll do. I set the day zero for my sourdough starter. 150 grams of water, 100 grams of whole wheat flour. tomorrow I'll go 50-50 whole wheat and unbleached bread. I could use just regular all-purpose flour, but I don't have any. I had some, and when I took the lid off the container, it smelled off. So I tossed it, rinsed out the container, we'll use it for something else. Slowly but surely settling in. I made bread yesterday? Yeah. I think so. Yesterday. Came out good. I need to adjust my recipe down a little bit. The loaves are too big, which sounds weird. But starting with 1,200 grams of flour gives me loaves that are about a kilogram, 1,000 grams. And they don't work well for me. It comes with bread slices that are just a little bit too large. So next time I'm gonna knock it down to 1,000 grams of flour. Because I have everything loaded in a spreadsheet based on percentages, if I change the amount of flour, then everything else shifts with it, which should make things much nicer in terms of what I'm doing. Trying to think, there was something I wanted to talk about today. I didn't write it down, so I don't remember what it was. I keep seeing lots of iffy writing advice. Lots of iffy sales and promotion advice masquerading as marketing on Mastodon. It's aggravating, but there's not really much I can do about it. There's Sinclair Update. Upton Sinclair, there we go. I think it's his. There's an Upton Sinclair quote about, it's hard to convince a man that he's wrong when his paycheck believes in it, or something like that. It's hard to convince a man to change his mind when his paycheck depends on his being wrong. And I think that's really what I'm seeing here, is that so many people say it must be true. When in fact, no. No. Most of it is just total bullshit. Oh, reviews on Amazon matter so much. They really help make more sales. They really help people find my books. No, they don't. You think they do, but they don't. Social proof, does it matter? I don't know. That's a good question. When you talk to people, they go, oh yeah, 100%. I always read the reviews. If review's bad, then I'm not going to read the book. Bullshit. And I may be full of shit too. I don't know. But here's what it comes down to for me. People who read a lot of books on Amazon know how badly the reviews get gamed. Same way with Goodreads. Goodreads reviews are just total crap most of the time. Good ones, bad ones, doesn't matter. Most of the time, they're crap. They don't really reflect too much about the story. They tell you a lot about the reviewer. Sometimes they don't even tell you too much about the reviewer. They just let you know that the reviewer is a bot or something. You can look up reviewers on Amazon. If you see a reviewer that only posts one-star reviews, except for the one book that they really liked, that's gaming it. It's being gamed. And particularly if that one book that they really liked is in their niche. So they're all in the same niche except for, you know, maybe they do some reviews, some threes and fours and random fives in some off-the-wall niche. But there's a whole pile of one-star reviews and then 1-5. All in the same niche. It's not a bot, but it's definitely a game. It happens over and over and over. I mean, I've got a lot of one-star reviews. Some of them are legit. Most of them, I'm not sure. Morning. But sure, reviews matter. And the thing that authors don't really understand is that reviews can't pull people to your page. Amazon doesn't promote your page. Coming up on the Get Ready, say it with me, Monk Post. Doesn't promote your title for you, based on how many reviews you have. It's based on how many books you've sold. And while those two things are correlated, as I have talked about before, correlation does not equal causation. But because those two things are correlated, people think the reviews matter, when in fact it's the sales that matter. It's tedious. It drives me crazy. I remember what it was. It was conversation happening around how many followers people have on Twitter and why they're not leaving Twitter because all of their followers are still over there. Not taking into consideration that those people aren't your audience anymore. They might be, never were. Artists are different. Writers have a different relationship with it. Artists may be different. Artists may be maybe working off a different model. Graphic artists in particular may be working off a different model. Good morning. Speaking of Xfinity, here's a couple of the boys working on the junction box here. Another drink. I looked up Amazon has just rolled out a new quote, tool, unquote, where they tell authors how many followers they have. And I opened mine up expecting to see 200 or 300, and there's 15,000, which is great. I love it. It doesn't really make a lot of difference. Oh, pretty green. Lilacs. Is that? Yeah, lilac budding. Blossoms. Little calyxes for me. Oh yeah, and that one's gonna flower like nothing. Like, amazing. Somebody went through and pruned all this stuff off and then left it laying on the sidewalk. Thank you very much. Now, if Amazon would tell those people when I release a new book, that might matter. And they probably will, but only months after the release actually happens. Unless they've changed the way they do things, which they might have. It's been, what, 18 months now since I've released a book, so things could have changed. Things probably have changed. Pre-orders still bug me. People want, readers want pre-orders. And I understand what readers want pre-orders. Authors swear by pre-orders. Oh, look, all of these sales. And then you get credited for those sales on the day of the book release, and then 7 days later, those sales fall off. They fall out of your window. So for a couple of days, you've got a really good sales rank. And then the rest of the time, it tanks. That really does make a difference. It doesn't do you that much good to sell all the books on the same day. Strike while the iron is hot and all that, I get, but it doesn't really help you in the long run. It doesn't really help me. It helps readers. It might help you guys. What did I see? Oh, there's a new salary survey out. A new writer's remuneration survey. ALLI, A-L-L-I, Alliance for, I don't know what it is. Independent writers, anyway. They did a survey, probably as a response to the Create survey, which is just unmitigated crap. Sky is falling level of panic. Yeah, if you can't afford to be a writer, you can't afford to be a writer. That hasn't changed in as long as there's been writers. There's a reason they say don't quit your day job, for heaven's sake. But I looked it over and it doesn't seem to be as bad. They queried 2,000 people and had 1,800 response, which is pretty good, which is really good. I don't remember if they queried me or not. I didn't look that closely at the methodology, whether or not they only queried ALLI members, which I am not. But one of the interesting findings was that 20% of the people that they queried are in the six-figure a year level. Six figures or more. They had a few that were in the seven figures. And that the median, the mean was just, you know, the mean is bullshit in this circumstance. The mean was really high. But the median, which is a much better indicator, was like $12,000. And it included a bunch of people who made no money so far. So it included the zero people, which is one of the things that bugs me about most of the author earnings reports, and that's that they don't consider trad pubs who weren't able to get a contract, who weren't able to publish a book this year. And unless those people had a large catalog to begin with, they probably didn't make that very much money. Because after 90 days, trad pub earnings tend to fall off. Oh, there. Take a drink when I complain about trad pub, I guess. I don't know. I don't get it. But I don't know that I have to. I think that's the lesson I need to take away from this. If you're willing to take the risk that you will work for a year, in some cases, these people are talking about a book that's taken them 5 years to write, and I'm like, God. I've seen people who are celebrating 500 words a day, which is great, but it's going to be a long way till you get a novel. 100 words a day. Yeah, well, I can't say too much about that because there are days when I probably would be pleased with 100 words myself. But if it works for you, who am I to say no? Just some rando on the internet. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and tomorrow is my surgery day that was postponed from last Friday, so I probably won't talk to you until Wednesday. But on Wednesday, with any luck, I'll talk to you then.